This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Let's open in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to serve the state of South Dakota. We thank you, Lord, for the men and women represented here who have given of themselves to take part in this process. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to consider important issues for the state and that we have a chance to represent constituents back home. We especially pray now today, Lord, that you'd help us to honor you in the things that we think, say, and do. Also, Lord, we pray for safety as some travel home tonight. We pray for safety for those that'll be on the roads tomorrow. And we just pray that you'll bless this time that we have together. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To the republic, here we go.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Brunner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Denner, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duva, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Coast, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmins, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Perry, Peterson, Camp, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Round, Saba, Shanefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Weezy, Willinson, York, Zickman, Speaker, Haugard.
Present.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the LRC staff putting up with us tonight and being here so late, and the front desk staff, clerks and deputy clerks, we appreciate that very much. Okay, that's enough clapping. They're on overtime.
Okay.
We will proceed to approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 38th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those, or is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. We are moving on to reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1187 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 181 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreements of the two Houses thereon, and recommends that Senate Bill 181 be amended as follows, with Amendment 181ZB. On page 1, line 4 of the House Appropriations Committee engrossed bill, delete $5,603,000. And insert $6,603,463. On page 1, line 5, delete everything before from. And that the Senate and the House do concur with the bill as amended. Respectfully submitted, Chris Carr, House Committee Chair, Justin R. Cronin, Senate Committee Chair.
Second.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1187. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bills 176 and 181. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of conference committees.
Representative Carr moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 181 as found in the House Journal be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, the motion is Representative Carr's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 181 be adopted. Are there any remarks, Representative Carr?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. SB 181 transfers the funds from the budget reserve, and this also declares an emergency, and encourage everybody to vote green. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further remarks in regard to the report concerning SB 181? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is Representative Carr's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 181 be adopted. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. This is a two-thirds vote. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If anybody would like a hard copy of the G-Bill, we have a bunch here in the back. Just ask for it, and I think we got 20-some copies, something like that. And just go ahead and hand them out. It is also up on the website if anybody hasn't found it yet.
Representatives Mills and Otten.
The Speaker is signing House Bill number 1187, an act authorized the Bureau of Administration to conduct a study of the flaming fountain on Capitol Lake, to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 8, an act to provide for a statewide resource information system. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 123, an act to provide for the adoption of privacy protection policies. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 146, an act to revise certain provisions regarding licenses for speech language pathology services.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there is yeas 59. Excused 11.
Representative Carr's motion having received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and the report is adopted. Speaker signing Senate Bill number 167, an act to establish a legislative study to study offenses regarding controlled substances. Speaker, signing Senate Bill number 178, an act to make an appropriation to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to fund certain improvements to Palisades State Park and to declare an emergency. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 179, an act to revise property tax levies for the general fund of school districts and to revise the state aid to education formula. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 182, an act to revise the special education property tax levy for school districts and to revise the state aid to special education formula. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 128, an act to make an appropriation of the Gaming Commission Fund to provide for the transfer of funds to the Special Racing Revolving Fund and the South Dakota Bread Racing Fund and declare an emergency. And at this point, we will be at ease until we get some of the additional bills over from the Senate. So at least we got this much business done. So we'll be at ease until probably another 15 minutes or so.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 172, 180, and 191, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Moving on to motions.
Representative Quam moves that Joint Rule Chapter 17, Deadline J, be suspended for the sole purpose to allow consideration of Senate Bill 172.
That motion having been made and seconded to suspend the rules for the sole purpose to allow consideration of Senate Bill 172, any discussion on that motion? There being no discussion, this is a two-thirds majority vote required. Question being Representative Qualms. We need to load it up. All right, the question being Representative Qualms' motion that Joint Rule Chapter 17, Deadline J, be suspended for the sole purpose to allow the consideration of Senate Bill 172. This is a roll call vote requiring two-thirds majority vote. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representative Diedrich. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 59, excused 11.
Representative Qualms' motion having received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect, Speaker declares the motion carried. The rules are suspended and the bill is placed on the calendar.
just well, we'll just take it. We'll take it off of the other one. We'll just take some of the trying in there.
All right, there being no objection, the House will proceed to order of business number 11, first reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 172, an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency. Speakers waive referral to the Standing Committee pursuant to Joint Rule 6D-1. Senate Bill 180, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2019. Speaker has waived referral to the Standing Committee pursuant to Joint Rule 6D-1 and Senate Bill 180. And Senate Bill 191, an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools. And the speaker has waived referral to the Standing Committee pursuant to Joint Rule 61 and Senate Bill 191. Representative Carr moves that Senate Bills 180 and 191 also be placed on today's calendar.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 172, an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency.
Second. Senate Bill 172, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Carr.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Thanks for sticking with us. We got three bills left. This is the first one. SB 172 is similar in a way to a bill we've already had. Every year, we typically have a backfill for emergency purposes. So we have a tornado or fires or a flood, and we backfill that the following year once we know what our expenses are. What we did here is we were preemptive. We said we're going to have something coming up, likely a flood at this point with all the snow and the rain and that's anticipated. So we've prepaid, essentially. We've put $500,000 into this bill to prepare for that the rainy day, if you will. So I urge you to pass this. Thank you.
Thank you. Hang on just a second. We need to adjust the title of the bill on the screen. Are there any further remarks in regard to Senate Bill 172? Current title of Senate Bill 172 is an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency. Any further remarks in regard to Senate Bill 172? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 172. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote. And this is a two-thirds vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 59, excused 11.
Senate Bill 172, having received a majority, more than a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions in regard to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 180, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2019.
Senate Bill 180, having had its second reading, is up for consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Carr.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. SB 180 finishes out and finalizes the 2019 budget. This is an update for 2019. We were able to actually reduce the budget in the Department of Social Services by $19 million due to lower than anticipated Medicaid eligibles, utilizations, and costs. We were also able to reduce the budget in the Department of Education by $6.9 million due to lower than projected student numbers and higher than projected property tax valuations in 2019. Because of these reductions, we were able to take care of some of the needs. Some of those what we addressed early on were regarding our providers. This allowed us to add $4.8 million for providers, with the majority of that money going towards our nursing homes. The nursing homes are going to receive a 10% increase, and community support providers will receive a 6.5% increase. This funding will also allow our providers to receive that increased rate starting April 1st. So, and this is a spoiler alert for the next bill, but this will be ongoing. These funds and those rates will be ongoing for 2020. Okay, we're also adding $5 million in here for the Governor's Office of Economic Development to increase access to broadband throughout South Dakota. We're adding $4.6 million to the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications to upgrade the state radio infrastructure and systems. We know that in 2023, our system's going to be outdated. This cost of just the hardware and software is going to be approximately $9.2 million. We're looking forward, sticking some dollars here, $4.6 million, half of that away, starting to plan several years in advance. I'm just going to hit on a few more highlights. Provider rates, we've already touched on. This is a multifaceted issue, so dollars are just one aspect of it. In this budget, we also have the innovation grants. Part of that, some part of those dollars are being allocated to start a rebase in 2019 instead of the schedule 2021. So we moved that up 2 years so that we can get a better look and get a more accurate information on the equation, the methodology for cost and reimbursement. I'm skipping a lot of the good stuff, just the highlights.
Don't skip the good stuff.
I won't. Okay. Department of Military. In this budget, we're able, the Department of Military is able to purchase a drone package that will be used for search and rescue efforts. The Department of Public Safety will have additional federal motor carrier funds to cover personal services as well as cover increased operating costs and one-time equipment for additional highway patrol to help combat the meth epidemic. In the Department of Health, we've got $1.8 million $1.8 million in federal fund authority. These dollars are going to help to be utilized to fight the opioid crisis and the prescription drug monitoring. This bill includes $1.5 million as well for the Department of Education to utilize the Project Aware grant. This increases awareness for the mental health issues, train educators, and connect children, youth, and families to appropriate services. The bill includes $3.3 million for the Department of Agriculture to make an annual bond payment for the Animal Disease Research Diagnostic Lab. It also includes $1.5 million for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks for forest rehabilitation in Custer State Park. We're addressing a lot of issues in this bill. Those are just a few highlights, including $200,000 to go to the Teen Core program, which supports development, growth, quality, and continuation of those programs. Total dollars that we're talking about here in this budget, $1,607,249,152 in general funds. We have some federal funds, $1.7 billion, other funds, $1.39 billion. Total amount is $4,703,258,597. So with that, I'd ask for everybody to support this supplemental bill and vote green. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks in regards to Senate Bill 180? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, Representative Mullally.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the appropriator, please.
State your question.
On page 4, line, and I apologize to everybody, but on page 4, line 7, where it says unemployment insurance services, will that be changing to reemployment services?
Do you wish to answer the question?
Mr. Speaker, I believe it would, but not until July 1st.
That would be correct. Any further remarks? Any further questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 180. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 1, excused 11.
Senate Bill 180, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions in regard to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 191, an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools.
Second.
Senate Bill 191, having had its second reading, is up for consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Carr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd ask for a little latitude to make a few personal comments before we get into the bill.
Please do so.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We started session. We all come here. We have ideas on how we're going to address the problems, the needs in South Dakota. Some of those are policy bills. Some of those are policy bills with fiscal impacts. And some of those are just trying to figure out how to fund programs that are going to make a difference and affect people's lives in a positive way. And it takes not just us, but it takes a team approach. So in joint appropriations, we have the same process essentially, but we go through and visit with all the departments and agencies. We try to work with them in depth, and that we rely on them working with us. We rely on folks coming and testifying, giving us objective and a full perspective of the issue. So I just want to recognize that and recognize all the hard work of our appropriators that go through that process. We set up work groups, and they delve deep into some of these issues, like the health insurance plan for the state employees, like education, like the Department of Ag or Game, Fish, and Parks. So at this time, I just would like to recognize the House appropriators and then just ask them to stand as I call their name. My Vice Chair, Representative Hunhoff, Representative Bartles, Representative Post, Representative Gross, Representative Koth, Representative Peterson, I believe Representative Howard and Representative Saba are not able to join us, but I want to recognize and thank these folks for being here every day. Their patience, as joint appropriations can be a hurry up and wait like you've seen today a little bit, and I want to ask you all to applaud them in their efforts. Thank you. So a few other people I need to recognize that make this whole thing come together in a short amount of time with a lot of information and a lot of moving pieces, and that's our fiscal staff, who might still be up here and awake if they're up here, and the secretaries, Mary Turner and Judy Page. We had a fantastic intern who took off for Aberdeen to get home before the storm, Jacob Sigurdsson. So I also want to give them a round of applause, too. We do meet jointly. We have a lot of other appropriators that are part of those work groups that make our process a good process and an even more in-depth process. We have 18 of us all asking questions, trying to get to the bottom of how dollars are being spent, how are we keeping accountability and oversight in place. So I want to recognize them, and also the Senate co-chair, Senator Wick, and also we do have a lot of assistance from the Bureau of Finance and Management. So if you can give me one more round of applause for all those folks to help us through this process, I appreciate it. All right, with that, I'm going to get into the bill for 2020. So after months of committee meetings with state agencies, meeting directly with staff, agency staff, diving deep into those budget details, reviewing our dollars, we've come up with a balanced budget. Our Constitution requires a budget that is balanced, and SB 191 accomplishes this for the 130th year. So it's something to be proud of here in South Dakota. Through much hard work, we're able to fund substantial inflationary increases in many areas. The major accomplishments in this bill include the following. We have the 10% increase in inflation for the nursing homes. This equates to nearly $18.1 million in ongoing funds for nursing homes. That's a heck of a commitment from our appropriators and from this legislature and the governor to commit to the nursing homes and the long-term care. We have 6.5% inflation for community support providers. This equates to over $9 million in ongoing funds for CSPs. The other community-based providers will get 3 to 4%, and the non-community-based providers will get an average of 1.5%. Okay, the teachers, K through 12 education, a 2.5% increase as well. The average teacher pay is going to go up to $50,360. With benefits, it's approximately $64,965. our state employees, our workforce that runs our state, 2.5% increase. Also funds to structurally balance the state's health plan. We have funding in here as well to confront the meth epidemic. It includes education, enforcement, and treatment in that area. We also have the funds for the statewide 211. We were able to keep our reserves as well at a 10% level, knowing that this will save our state millions of dollars in the long run. In South Dakota, we do these things the right way. This bill provides a structurally balanced budget for FY 2020, and the ongoing expenses are supported by ongoing revenue. So here's the numbers that we've adopted and are going to be approved with this bill. We have $1.7 billion in general funds, $1.8 billion in federal fund authority, $1.4 billion in other fund authority, and $4.9 billion in total funds. So, and with that, I'd ask you to all vote green. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks in regard to Senate Bill number 191? Representative Goodwin.
I have a question for the prime sponsor.
State your question.
Yeah, I just was wondering if there was an increase in full-time employees, FTEs, and if there was, how many?
Representative Carr.
Thank you for the question. We have a total FTE for FY 2020 of 91.3.
Increase.
And that puts us over 14,000 state employees, is that correct?
Mr. Speaker, that puts us at 14,013.2 FTEs for 2020.
Any further remarks? Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I rise in support of this bill, and at this time I'd like to thank everybody here today, the appropriators, but I'd also, as the minority leader, like to reach out to each and every one of you today for the hard work that you put in for the state of South Dakota, the hard work that you do for your constituents. While we don't always agree on policy and we don't always agree on some of the things that happen here, I can honestly say we leave here each and every day and we try to be friendly with each other. And this year has been no different than my other years. I look across the room and I see a room full of friends. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate again the hard work that's gone into putting this bill together. It's not an easy task. As you may or may not know, I got to be an appropriator for a day. It's not a job I want, but it made me appreciate you even more. So thank you for your hard work. Thank you for this bill. And more importantly, thank you for the people of South Dakota that will benefit from this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the remarks. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm going to make this very brief. I just want to thank everyone that has taken 39 days out of their lives and their families and everything else to come here and do the work of the state of South Dakota. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a labor of love, and it's a labor of caring to try and get the things done right. We don't always agree. We have 70 different ideas, 70 different things we want to deal with, 70 different priorities. But you know what? We come together when we need to. We're a family, and that's what makes us great. So I want to thank the appropriators. I want to thank the chairman, especially thank the speaker for everything he has done to keep us moving on and on, getting on task and get everything done. The ladies up front, when we had a question, they were more than ready to try and figure out where the heck we were at, and they kept us going. So with that, I just thank everybody for wanting to be a part of this awesome system that we have. It's the best in the world. We need to keep it that way. Please go green. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks in regard to Senate Bill 191? Hearing no further remarks, question before the House, final passage of Senate Bill 191. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 181, an act to provide for the transfer of funds from the Budget Reserve Fund and to declare an emergency. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 176, an act to make an appropriation for the Second Century Habitat Fund.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 53, nays 6, excused 11.
Senate Bill 191, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions in regard to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. And there being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bills 1087, 1099, 1177, 1186, 1187, and 1209 were delivered to Her Excellency the Governor for her approval at 2:10 a.m., March 13, 2019. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugart, Chair.
That concludes most of our business. We need to simply be at ease, and we'll eventually adjourn here. We need to send messages back and forth between the House and Senate. Hang on 1 second. We're going to revert to motions, I believe.
Representative Quam moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 29th, 2019, the 40th legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. You will be here. At this point, I think it's safe to say that those who have to travel may leave. We just need a few people left to adjourn later. But anyone who has to get on the road, go ahead and do that. I want to thank you very much for everybody being patient, being here tonight, and taking care of business. And Representative Fink, did you have something you wanted to mention?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. For those of you that are traveling, if you're headed east, I just got a Snapchat from my sister, and I was checking out the DOT road cams. It looks like the thick fog has set in as far west as Kimball. So just be aware of that.
First time you could hear it. The rest of the time it's a little noisy in here. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 191, an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools. Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 180, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2019. And the Speaker is signing Senate Bill number 172, an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency. Are there any announcements? Yeah, there's no microphone on, so he can babble on over there. There is a motion to Representative Mullally. That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on the motion?
Why didn't we do it earlier?
This is a two-thirds vote.